you want to do it this time? Oh, please do
it. I tried
this
to
time.
Do it last time.
Yeah, but now do it. Like, without me, like,
I was so prepared to be like, hi, we're starting. Go.
This is the podcast. Okay, I'm going to start the music.
3, 2, 1. Hey, and welcome back to That Podcast. I'm Mark Soldrum, and you're joining us today. And as always, we have Pastor DJ Lura with us. We have Dana Mashevsky and Sarah DeYoung. And we are talking about stuff today, God and stuff.
On That Podcast.
On That Podcast. Woohoo! That's my best radio voice right there.
I mean, man. I think we talked about
sponsored
this in the last...
to you today by...
We can always play back the original...
I think we're good. I think we're good.
Oh, it
that.
Was so good though.
I think we even have like a rogue Paul.
If you want to, hear the original, just go back, and listen to one of the first podcasts. Just the first few minutes of it.
Okay.
Are you saying you're getting better with time? Is that what you're saying?
We're like
I talk now, so yeah.
We're like good wine, fine cheese.
Fine wine, fine
it's
cheese.
It's only taken what? How long you been here? 3 years?
4 years.
4 years?
Sort of a brief.
4 years. Dana's almost talking. It's pretty good stuff. I
maybe
will say,
by year five.
Stop picking on Dana. She's one of my favorite people.
Dana's awesome because Dana does Herculean work behind the scenes. But yes. She just
where
gets,
I like to be.
Where she, yeah, like behind the scenes, she's like ninja, right?
Yes.
But if you get her out in front, she just...
Media ninja.
Yeah, she's just ready to just disappear back into the shadows.
Well, that's the way it works. But maybe if we got you one of those sort of those thin masks, you know, with the...
See, I was thinking more of that like famous Simpsons gif where... What's his face?
Oh, goes, Homer goes into back the into the shrub.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that, that's just Dana. And you're like, and Dana.
Exactly.
You need a shirt like our friend has a shirt that says, ask me about my ninja disguise. And then he lifts up his shirt and it's just got a ninja mask
but
there.
James would say, please don't ask me anything.
Yeah, right?
Don't ask me about my... I'm not here.
I'm not here. You saw nothing.
Exactly.
But I was going to say that in having gotten to know Dana over the last couple of years, she is, don't tell her that I said this, but she is a very... she's got a great heart and she's got, a praying spirit. Like when she starts praying, it's powerful stuff. So don't tell her I said anything though, cause I don't want to like
embarrass her. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, the doors are it's only just between so big in this building.
You and it's just between you and me and the,
and our,
and the whole internet.
I forget though that podcast
and our millions and millions of fans, friends. On That Podcast. Yep. So anyway, last time we were talking about the season of Lent and what is Lent without the other seasons leading up to Easter. First of all, you have Ash Wednesday, which is the kickoff of Lent.
What's Lent got to do? Woo. Got to do with it.
Woo.
Yeah, sorry.
Keep going. I was just feeling it.
Keep writing.
That's all you need.
Feeling the groove.
All you need is Lent.
So last night, that brings me on to something else. There's this on Netflix.
Aren't you glad I'm here?
I just want the soundbite of DJ going, woo. It was just so spirited. Like,
well, you have it. It's recorded. You can cut it. On Netflix, there is a...
Don't think I won't.
There's a... If I go too long in the sermon, all of a sudden you're just going to hear, woo.
That's the cue. In the
can back you be like, cover it to be like the Emmy music that they play?
It's your sign to be like, all right, wrap it up.
Yep. What was that? Dana just got a text message. Woo.
So do you guys still have Netflix?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Is Netflix still a thing? Mm-hmm. They have...
they just released Avatar, Last Airbender live action.
They did. Mm-hmm. They did. And it looks good, too.
I haven't heard good reviews from it, though.
I haven't either. It's why
is
I haven't started
with
it.
With the little kid that they had to shave his head every day? I just saw a very brief clip where he was talking about his behind the scenes. And he's like, it really hurt because they had to like razor shave his head every
bald,
day.
Bald. Yeah. Bald.
And they
the
just put a bald cap on him.
Brain.
Because they did that in the... Oh, wait. They didn't do that in the last movie. Anyways, it looks bad. Although the one girl, her wig, not good.
Oh.
Anyways.
I liked it. What can I say?
Have you watched it?
Have you watched you watched it?
I watched the first half hour of the first episode.
Then why did you ask if Netflix was still a thing?
No, I asked you guys all if Netflix was still a thing, and then Dana busted in on Avatar and I just went with it. But I wanted to talk about something else. There's a documentary. There's a documentary on the making of the famous song We Are the World.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys seen this?
The
no, but it's on my list.
It's good.
I've seen the music video.
You've seen the music video? Very nice. Very nice. Did you know that Prince was supposed to? Prince is not on it.
Oh, correct.
But he was supposed to be. Yeah, he was supposed to be. And it was this whole thing. Like Lionel Richie was the if y'all know who Lionel Richie is, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, Richie's dad.
Yeah. Her dad. He was a huge star in 84, 85, and it was the American Music Awards. And I guess it was a really big deal at that time.
Nope, that's the wrong one.
He was the host of it, and he and Quincy Jones, you got to know who Quincy Jones is. The guy made every famous song ever. Yeah, everybody. They got together and wrote this song. Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie wrote the song for AIDS relief. Like Band-Aid had just come out, and that was a big deal. And so they partnered with it to do an American version of it. And they scheduled it to get all these stars to come at the same time on the night of the AMAs. So the AMAs get done at like 10 or 10:30, and all these stars, all these musicians, singers, go and they record until like 6 in the morning with like 70 of these rock stars from
after spending an evening
drinking
at the award ceremony.
Yes.
In or the 80s, right? So then
in the 80s, it wasn't just drinking. So he knows what else was going on. But it you know, whether they were drinking or not, that didn't really come across in the documentary. What did come across was, they didn't talk about it. So, but what did come across was like the rivalries and some of the egos.
Well, it was like just after the AMAs. So.
Well, Cyndi Lauper was there.
Stars have egos?
Yes. Cyndi Lauper was singing, but Madonna wasn't.
Oh.
And at that time, and the other big rivalry was Michael Jackson and Prince. Because Michael Jackson had Thriller. And Prince had Purple Rain, and Prince swept the awards at the AMAs. Michael Jackson didn't even go. He probably knew he wasn't going to win anything. He was actually at the studio putting down some of the pieces that ended up in We Are the World. But as the night went on, Prince was like, hey, I want to come, but I don't want to sing with everyone. I want to play a guitar solo. And Lionel Richie was like, you know, we'd love to have you come sing. We have a part for you, but we don't need a guitar solo. Mm-hmm. So Prince never came, and they ended up giving his solo to Huey Lewis.
Ah.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's just it's
that's news to me.
Yeah, it was the news. That is the news.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, I encourage anyone, if you want to feel nostalgic for the 80s, and the super famous song, which is still raising
money. You're assuming that your demographic here is all...
Let me tell you something. You guys are hardcore FMSC fans, and if you're about feeding kids, We Are the World is your
everybody
soundtrack.
Everybody knows what We Are the World is. There's also, that's also really funny because I had just fallen down a hole on TikTok of this teacher who
plays it, and then yes, it's like, do you know who this is?
And she was like, okay, if you're going to be in my class, we're going to watch this. You're going to know who everybody is in this. So like, she had let her students guess, and just watching them guess was hilarious.
Good,
because they weirdly got like they got Cyndi Lauper.
Well, she's kind of hard to not.
Yeah,
know.
And they got
she's unique.
Michael Jackson, like they got a whole like a bunch of these like well known. But then they got like Kenny Rogers. Was he on it?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, that's Kenny Rogers.
But you know who it's wasn't? Like, Dolly wasn't.
I know.
Can you believe that?
I think that was almost her hiatus year.
It's almost like you're surprised about the big stars at that time that weren't part of it. Like Dolly Parton. Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna rain on everyone's parade. I don't like that song.
Really?
No. Wow. It's so schmaltzy.
It's meant to be an anthem. It's like they even talk about it. They use like
it doesn't solve any
the
problems.
The Star Spangled Banner as a template.
Yeah, but it doesn't like solve any problems.
It doesn't solve problems, but you know what it does do? That I think we who are big FMSC fans could learn from is the power of
raise money.
Yes. Because that's what its strength is, more than anything,
is
its ability to raise money for.
Well, you know, I'm cynical in these ways because, and it's my theology. Like things like that maybe raise some money, and they do raise some money, and they do some good, but they don't actually like move the needle all that much in terms of the world and changing the world.
What I was thinking in watching
I know, I'm
going
to get some hate from that.
No. I think that's fair. I will tell you that from my perspective in watching it and remembering it when I was a kid, but because of the experience of FMSC, I'm like, man, how good would this type of thing be if they partnered with a group like FMSC? where it's not money being raised for some big like UN agency.
I'm just picturing all of the stars in my head right now, and that's I was mimicking out a few of them, but what you can't see on the podcast. No, but yeah.
Well, and it's funny that you say that too, because a lot of the kids that you're talking about would probably know that there was another version of it. They re-recorded it.
Yeah, it was terrible.
But they kept one part known as the like Michael Jackson part, and that's just his part singing. They didn't have anyone try to do that one over again.
Who would you put in it right now? Like you said, Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah,
I mean,
Taylor
who
Swift,
else would you?
Taylor Swift. Taylor, oh,
of course.
Sure.
Well, if you could get her, unless you know, paired her with somebody that she...
No, you got to pair it up with Taylor Swift opens, and then it goes into the Philadelphia Eagles players that did the Christmas album.
Oh, yes. My.
You know what?
This
is actually a really good exercise, because it was 84. When we look at the people there, we might think, well, you know, whatever. They're old stars. At the time, they were bigger than anything. So who would it be? Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
Beyonce.
Taylor Swift.
Could you get them in the same room?
Olivia. Oh, yeah.
That was
They're actually friends. Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was the issue with We Are the World.
You know what? This is actually probably, it would be more successful this year because
we're going to get Justin there.
There's less, like,
you'd have to.
Feuds.
Harry Styles.
Get less what?
Yes.
You'd get probably better, like, traction from stars because so many of them now are friends rather than, like, I feel like once you get into the, like, rap world a little bit, you get those feuds, but, like.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you couldn't have Megan Thee Stallion and was it Nikki. Cardi B and Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, Nicki Minaj though also wouldn't be allowed in that space.
Yeah,
due to the audience.
Opposite sides of the room.
Yep.
Yeah, Quincy Jones wouldn't bring them all together. You don't think?
No. Get like the Weeknd and Usher. Get some of that
Usher
in there.
Which then you mean you could probably get Usher to bring
Alicia Keys.
Lil Jon on We Are the World. That would be awesome.
How about
T-Pain?
Oh,
man. I want T-Pain to produce
Lady Gaga
so
in there.
Good.
Lady Gaga? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm trying to think. Who's the... Oh, Morgan Wallen would have to be in
Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, some country.
Not Luke... Zach Bryan.
Luke Combs.
Luke Combs would bring in Tracy Chapman.
Casey McGrave.
Tracy Chapman. Yeah, get a little old school in there,
Casey
too.
Casey Musgraves.
Musgraves. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's not her last name.
Lana Del Rey.
What's the guy that did the duet with at the awards? No, not Tracy.
Oh, Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll.
Oh. Yes.
I love Jelly Roll.
It's got to get Jelly Roll in there.
Absolutely. Jelly Roll.
He's fascinating.
So in the original We Are the World, they had two that one of them makes sense to me. The other one didn't. They had Dan Aykroyd and Bette Midler. So who would be a modern equivalent of Dan Aykroyd? He's the Ghostbusters was a huge movie at that time.
Anna Gaster. She was on SNL.
Okay.
And she's got like a whole bunch of singing albums now.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Okay.
Adam Sandler.
I
was like Adam Sandler or who's another one that would just be like really out of pocket?
Kristen Wiig or...
Oh,
I
yeah,
like
Kristen Wiig.
Or
I was thinking
Drew
like
Barrymore. You're going to have Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
You could then easily get Drew, if you did.
Or the guy that sang in The Wedding Singer that did the... was that Boy George? Yeah. Got to get Boy George in there.
Oh, why can't
I don't really
want
to hurt me.
Then they all just leave with their two meatballs.
Yeah.
Oh, why can't I think of her name?
Mike Myers. Get Mike Myers
in
there.
Mike Myers.
Yeah.
What else is she in?
Devil Wears Prada.
Anne Hathaway?
Nope.
Meryl Streep.
Oh. That's who I was thinking of. Just randomly throw
Did we have
Meryl
an
Streep.
Actual topic today, or is
yeah,
this
what,
the topic?
What were we
well,
talking
I
about?
Got, I got a little sidetracked, because this is kind of fun.
A little.
What about Ryan Gosling?
Ooh.
In the Dan Aykroyd role.
How about
then you need, like, then you need The Rock in there, too.
I was thinking
right?
for that.
You're welcome.
You
yes.
have Ryan Gosling and
yes.
then all the Kens from the Barbie movie as his backup
singers. Oh, no.
Yes.
That's just terrible.
Oh, I love that sequence. It's so
funny. I think we're on to something here. Then what about Bette Midler?
Hey, producers, if you're listening, we don't even need just a little byline.
Yep.
Yeah. Would you have the guy who did Hamilton in like
Lin-Manuel
the Bette Midler
Miranda?
Role?
Yeah.
Or the lady who sang
or the guy
Frozen
that,
song?
Yeah. Yep.
Whatever her
Idina
name
Menzel.
Is. Is that her name? The one, mm-hmm. the like mm-hmm. super yeah, great Dana singer?
Michael. Oh, yeah. She's amazing. Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah.
Wicked.
What, I like Ren. I like oh, the guy shit. That also does George Washington in
Chris.
Yeah. He's got a beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, what it Chris.
I also love him in The Heights. Chris he does a great. Oh. He's like a side character in The Heights. Yep. But he
because
does
he's in everything
job.
That Lin-Manuel Miranda does. Yeah, but he also plays Moana's dad.
And the guy who plays Olaf.
Oh, Josh Gad. Josh Gad.
Yes.
Well, you're talking about Hamilton.
And then, of course, like Jimmy Fallon's got to be in there.
Yeah, just throw in a good old Jimmy Fallon.
And then Will Ferrell's in the background like, what are we?
We are the world.
What about the children?
The guy in Hamilton
are you trying
who,
to make a better day?
Who plays Richard Burr is a famous singer, too. The guy who plays...
Aaron Burr,
sorry.
Oh,
Leslie Odom Jr.
Yep.
Yeah.
These guys are amazing.
I was also thinking... Right?
I'm like, you know, that guy with the
plays,
that sings with the stuff?
He's... It,
I think
he
I think we're on to something. Let's start working on this now for the next FMSC event.
he's
we
also in Book
the
of
children.
Mormon.
Yes.
He's in Spring
Starts
Awakening.
Starts with a J, doesn't it?
Yep. The guy who plays Sven and Kristoff.
He plays the king in Hamilton.
He's also in Glee.
Jonathan.
Yep.
Jonathan Groff.
Got there.
It was a J.
There we go.
Yep.
But I kept going Josh Gad, and I was like, that's not right.
Yep. That's one of my favorite songs from Hamilton is the the Kings. Mm-hmm. You'll Be Back. Yep.
I love it. So I just like the unhingedness.
Oh, he's
of
so good.
That
there's
song.
So many. I always fall down the like YouTube rabbit holes of like
and then the
interviewing.
Spit takes.
Yes, they're like, why do you spit so much? He's like, I wish I had a good reason. People have gone into all these like conspiracies. I drink a lot of water. I spit when I sing. Sorry.
So I just looked
up.
He
has to practice walking with that huge crown on his head.
It was heavy.
Yes.
So this is a side note, but I looked up who Richard Burr is because I'm like, how do I know that name? He was a senator in North Carolina from 2005 to 2023. So
yeah.
Yeah. He'll be in the We Are the World remix.
It's like.
That's the ultimate ending.
He was my senator for a couple of years there.
All right.
Well. That was fun. Let's move on. Mm-hmm.
It's like that old school commercial. Did you ever see that where the guy was eating a peanut butter sandwich and there's a thing on the radio and they call him and they're like who shot Alexander Hamilton? And he's got this.
It's a Got Milk commercial.
Yes, it's a Got Milk commercial.
That's such a good commercial.
Oh, that's great.
All right, back
to. We should talk about.
No. What do you want to talk about, Dana?
Whatever you want to talk
this
about,
this is your
DJ.
Show. we're just here to give you color commentary. So.
Oh man.
Lent.
Dana Banks left. She's going up for this shot. And score.
Ash Wednesday. Do you guys know what Ash Wednesday is all about?
Like. Mm-hmm.
The beginning of Lent starts with Ash Wednesday.
Remembering you are dust, mm-hmm. and to dust you shall return.